Hello and welcome back to the TTPA, Tatani Talks Pirkei Avos, the shir where we talk a Mishnah of Pirkei Avos per day with sagely commentary and practical advice to say. We are here in Season 5 with the commentary of the Sforno and the notes of Rabbi Pelkovitz, a short Mishnah but nonetheless a wonderful Mishnah here in Chapter 4, Paragraph 8, Perek Dalet Mishnah Chet. Rabbi Yossi says, Kol ha-mechabit es ha-Torah, whoever honors the Torah, gufo mechabit al ha-brios, he himself will be honored by people. You want real honor? You want to really be honored by people? Honor the Torah. Do for the Torah. Do for Hashem. Make a kiddush Hashem. Put Hashem on a pedestal. Put the Torah on a pedestal. Show the values. Whether you're working with Jewish people or not, whether you're working in the society or not, show the true values you have. Be proud of your holidays. I talk about Purim, all these holidays, especially to non-Jewish co-workers, especially. We want to put the Torah on the pedestal. You honor the Torah, people will have respect for you. You run away from Torah, you run away from Judaism, you run away from the Jewish way of life and our religion, people will lose respect for you. Those that are really stand up for their faith and their beliefs, people have to respect that and will respect that. V'chol ha-mechal ales ha-Torah, chas v'sholom, anyone who disgraces the Torah, anyone who causes disgrace to the Torah, gufo mechulol al habriot, he himself is disgraced by people. Someone who could stand up tall, wear the kippah at work, and learn the daf yomi, learn the parsha at work, which I try to do during my breaks. Someone who does that can learn on the train, can learn on the way there and back, proudly having the heritage, proudly being involved in the heritage, proudly being involved in that way of life. People will respect that. People will see that. People will understand that and appreciate that and say, wow, what a great way of life. You want to really be honored? Honor the Torah. Put the Torah on a pedestal. Have real respect for the Torah. People will have respect for you. Don't run after honor. Honor comes after you when you run away from honor. Another Mishnah Pirkei Avos teaches us, don't pursue the honor. Don't run after the honor. Run away from the honor. Honor will come after you. Put the Torah on the pedestal. Make it your kavius. Make it your actual permanence to your day. Everything else is secondary. Of course, you got to take care of the wife and the kids, the spouse and the kids, and you have to work, but you have to have a kavius to the Torah. It has to be the mainstay, the main part of your day. The Sforno points out, whoever honors the Torah honors the one who gave the Torah. In this manner, he draws others close to serve Hashem, Shechem Achad, with one consent, an expression derived from Tzefaniah. Conversely, whoever disgraces the Torah causes defection from God among Israel, as it is said, as Hashem hu megadev ki devar Hashem bazem. That person dishonors Hashem, he has despised the word of Hashem from Numbers. Therefore, it is proper that he who honors Torah receive honor, and conversely, he who desecrates Torah be defamed, as the verse tells us, for those who honor me, I will honor, and those who scorn me shall be degraded, according to Samuel 1. The notes point out, in this Mishnah, Rabbi Yossi expands the scope of Ben Zoma's teaching, who is honored, he who honors others, from 4:1, which is based on the verse in the book of Samuel. According to Rabbi Yossi, this maxim can also be applied to Torah and to the Almighty. The Sforno explains Rabbi Yossi is applying the principle of measure for measure, mida keneged mida. If one honors Hashem and his Torah, he is worthy to be honored as well. Indeed, the Sforno quotes the same verse from the book of Samuel as was cited by Ben Zoma as proof for his teaching in Mishnah 1. So honor the Torah, honor the way of the Torah, honor Hashem. Hashem will make sure that you are honored. Have good pride in your heritage, pride in your holidays, pride in your way of life, pride in the Torah, pride in the Talmud and the oral law, pride in our traditions and our beautiful ways of life, and people will see and people will give you honor as well. Make sure to have that right justification and feeling proud of our way of life, feeling proud of Judaism, being proud of being a Jewish person, being proud of having the monotheistic way of life where Hashem is the only one and is the originator and the king of everything. When people see that, people can understand and be proud and be respectful of you as well in everything you do. Join us next time as we talk the TTPA, a Mishnah Pirkei Avos per day, and I'm your host, Tani.